Number the Stars, Disc 2.
Chapter 6. Is the weather good for fishing? We must think what to do, Papa said. They're suspicious now. To be honest, I thought that if they came here at all, and I hoped they wouldn't, that they would just glance around, see that we had no place to hide anyone, and would go away. I'm sorry I have dark hair, Ellen murmured. It made them suspicious. Mama reached over quickly and took Ellen's hand. You have beautiful hair, Ellen, just like your mama's, she said. Don't ever be sorry for that. Weren't we lucky that Papa thought so quickly and found the pictures? And weren't we lucky that Lisa had dark hair when she was a baby? It turned blonde later on when she was 2 or so. In between, Papa added, she was bald for a while. Ellen and Anna Marie both smiled tentatively. For a moment, their fear was eased. Tonight was the first time, Anna Marie realized suddenly, that Mama and Papa had spoken of Lisa. The first time in 3 years. Outside, the sky was beginning to lighten. Mrs. Johansson went to the kitchen and began to make tea. I've never been up so early before, Anna Marie said. Ellen and I will probably fall asleep in school today. Papa rubbed his chin for a moment, thinking. I think we must not take the risk of sending you to school today, he said. It's possible that they'll look for the Jewish children in the schools. Not go to school? Ellen asked in amazement. My parents have always told me that education is the most important thing. Whatever happens, I must get an education. This will only be a vacation, Ellen. For now, your safety is the most important thing. I'm sure your parents would agree. Inga? Papa called Mama in the kitchen, and she came to the doorway with a teacup in her hand and a questioning look on her face. Yes? We must take the girls to Henrik's. You remember what Peter told us. I think today is the day to go to your brother's. Mrs. Johansson nodded. I think you're right. But I'll take them. You must stay here. Stay here and let you go alone? Of course not. I wouldn't send you on a dangerous trip alone. Mama put a hand on Papa's arm. If only I go with the girls, it'll be safer. They're unlikely to suspect a woman and her children. But if they're watching us, if they see all of us leave, if they're aware that the apartment is empty, that you don't go to your office this morning, then they'll know. Then it will be dangerous. I'm not afraid to go alone.